Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to our latest episode of Devour Barbecue. We are continuing our fanfic of the barbecue. Now, if you haven't listened to this particular podcast story, I'm doing the Devour Barbecue in episodes like they would be. Now, I'm going to be breaking them into scenes, but there might well be other scenes that are showing up here. So if you want to write your own story for your favorites, be sure to drop them in. But where we are picking up today is part three of episode one. And in the last two episodes, Hope Bauer has showed up, and she is very taken with her namesake, Hope Santos, and also with Peyton, who is Alan's daughter. And if you are not a longtime fan of the show, you will not know that Alan and Hope were one of the best couples in the entire run of Guiding Light. So she has a really strong attraction to Peyton, and we will see how that goes. And they also did the flag raising ceremony already, and now we are ready to go on. Scene 6. The Bauer kitchen was full of people coming and going busily, going about getting stuff ready. A little time has gone by, and Rick is in a much better mood. Michelle has made a trip back home and brought the car back stuffed full of food. The Coopers have all shown up. Rusty brought Oklahoma barbecue. Danny was stirring up the drinks, and we have dropped in again when everything is in full swing. The interaction is so much the same as last year. MJ showed up about the same time as Kevin. Just a minute or two later, Jude came in attending to ask his father about helping with the Bauer Burgers. Rick doesn't see him. Facing the other direction, "Hey, MJ, Kevin. Glad my boys are finally here. I need all the help balancing out all this female energy in here." Rick nudged and winked at Leah as she protested, "Seriously, guys, I need help with these burgers. You are my Bauer Burger team this year. Wash your hands and dig in." Jude slipped out of the kitchen again without saying something, since it was obvious that he wasn't needed or missed. Scene 7. Arriving later than usual, Blake came in with her arm around Clarissa, having convinced her she needed to come, and Frank bringing up the rear. Outside the back door, Blake said, "I know you're feeling awful, Clarissa, honey, but brooding and letting these things build up into a huge thing in your mind isn't good for you. I know it can drive you to do some crazy things. Trust me, I know." Frank said, "Yes, Clarissa, you just have to buck up under these things. Go on in. Show us what you're made of." Clarissa went in, and when Frank went to follow, Blake stopped him. "What's that?" Frank looked perplexed. "What was what?" "All that buck up nonsense." "Buck up? Facing up to things is one thing, but bucking up, ignoring your feelings, that's something else." "Now, Blake, no. This is important. Life is going to kick you in the teeth, but you don't get through it by pretending it doesn't hurt, by bottling up your emotions. When responsibilities get dumped on you, you don't have a choice. I know I didn't." "Well, Clarissa is my daughter, and I don't want her bottling things up. But out." Frank looked flabbergasted. Blake had lashed out at him like that over nothing. He stared after her back as she stormed off. Scene 8. The younger kids were all scattered over the Bauer living room, breakfast plates in hand. Hope sat in the middle of the couch. She'd commandeered both Hope and Peyton, one on each side of her. There was happy chatter as they all talked together. Laughter, chatter, jokes, and news flew through the air. Baby Mikey was up in Jude's room in a portable crib. Michelle was sitting on the edge of the hearth, baby monitor in hand. Danny was standing in the living room at the edge of the hallway going into the kitchen. He crossed behind the couch and whispered, come on, and he tagged at Michelle's hand. She set down her breakfast plate, swallowing and following Danny as he pulled her around in the corner into the short hallway that led back into the kitchen. Just around the corner and out of sight from the breakfasters and not yet in sight from the kitchen doorway, Danny pressed her against the wall. With the kids over last night, I didn't get a proper morning kiss or a good night one. Danny kissed her deeply. She turned her head to give him better access as he nibbled his way down her neck. Does this mean you've decided I'm right? Right about what? You're right about so many different things. Michelle pushed him off to arm's length. About what we were discussing this morning. No. Danny put his own arms against the wall. I haven't changed my mind, Michelle. I'm not changing my mind. This is ridiculous. Then you better get used to going without. Michelle flounced back over to her abandoned plate. Danny walked back over so he could see Michelle, and hands on hips, he made his "What is Michelle planning now?" face. It actually was good that they'd broken off, because just then Rick came through the kitchen doorway and into the hall with his phone to his ear and his hand over the other ear. He stopped in the hallway halfway between the happy chatter from the group by the fireplace and the group in the kitchen. That's better, but it's a terrible connection, Dad. I thought you and Holly would be here by now. No, I understand. Are you coming straight here? Okay, we'll see you soon then. Danny had walked over to Michelle, but she stood and crossed back over to Rick. So where's Dad? Their flight got stuck in Atlanta. Plane trouble? Rick pulled a face. No, apparently they had the plane, but they needed to deadhead a crew from Illinois to fly him back here. Cost them a couple of hours. Well, I'm glad that's all it was. Well, it's Dad and Holly. They have always been explosive, haven't they? That is an understatement, little sister. A big understatement. Cut to a montage of short takes of emotional Ed and Holly moments over the years. And on to commercial. That is the end of today's episode. I hope you will join us again soon to get the next episode, episode one of the Bauer Barbecue. And it's going to be a cool cut back from the commercial. So make sure you catch the next one.